Welcome back, everybody. We're diving deep today, but kind of different. We're looking at, like, how stuff in the national media, you know, the big stories, might actually connect to us right here in Deer Park, La Porte, Pasadena.
Yeah, it's wild how those big narratives can end up affecting us locally, even if we don't see it right away.
Totally. And the source for today's deep dive is this kind of quirky newsletter. It's called No Agenda News. It's opinionated for sure, but man, is it packed with info you won't find just anywhere.
What I like about No Agenda News is they're all about independent journalism, you know? They run purely on donations from readers.
Yeah.
That's something we get here at Think and Act locally, too, trying to bring y'all info that's community-focused, no strings attached.
It shows how much grassroots support matters, for sure. So this issue of No Agenda News, it covers three things that seem totally random at first. Plane crashes, then there's this FBI sting operation, and lastly, the whole podcasting world blowing up. But I bet you're going to help us see how they're connected, right? And find some stuff that'll make our community think.
I'll give it my best shot. It seems like it all revolves around information itself, like how it's given to us, who controls it, and how we end up taking it all in nowadays.
Let's start with the plane crashes. The newsletter, it had this, well, kind of cynical view on how the media covers those events. Almost like they're, I don't know, obsessed. They even said, and this is a direct quote, "Wall-to-wall TV news media coverage that may go on for 5 or 6 hours or days even."
I think that cynicism, it's not just about the media, but about us too. Like, are we the ones who need those constant updates, even for something awful? Does it mess with how we focus, our anxiety, all that? Makes you wonder.
Right. You'd never see that much attention on local stuff, even things that really affect us here.
Yeah.
Imagine our local news covering some fender bender on Center Street for days on end.
Funny thought, but it does make you think. Maybe all that national attention, it comes at the cost of going deep on what's local. What makes something news anyway? And how does that affect the info we get, what we care about?
Speaking of who controls info.
Yeah.
The newsletter also had this story about the FBI. They did this sting operation with encrypted phones. Pretty wild stuff.
Oh, yeah. That was eye-opening. So the FBI, they were getting data off these phones that criminals thought were totally secure. It just shows you, even the fanciest tech has its weaknesses.
It got kind of dark, too. The newsletter said, "It brings to mind the phone bombs created to kill Hamas leaders." Chilling stuff.
And that's where it gets real for all of us. If they can trick criminals with supposedly unbreakable encryption, what about regular folks? It makes you think about privacy, you know, and surveillance.
Yeah.
Especially right here in Deer Park, La Porte, Pasadena.
For sure. Could our local police be doing something similar? What about VPNs, those things a lot of people use for online privacy? Could those be compromised too? The newsletter didn't go too deep on that, but it's worth thinking about in this digital world we live in.
Definitely a rabbit hole to go down. This case really shows why it's important to be tech savvy. Gotta know the risks and how to protect ourselves.
So while we're on the topic of how we get our information these days, the last thing that stood out to me from No Agenda News was about Chuck Todd, you know, the guy from NBC. He left to become a podcaster. The newsletter quoted him saying he sees himself as an entrepreneur now. Kind of interesting, right?
It's a trend, that's for sure. Big name journalist ditching traditional media to go solo. You got to wonder, is it just the money? Or is there something more? Like, are they unhappy with how corporate media works?
The newsletter seemed to think it's not just about the money. Like, there's this growing need for, I don't know, authenticity. People wanting a direct connection with the folks making the content they enjoy.
Yeah, I think a lot of people feel that way. It's like they think traditional media is too focused on ratings, drama, pushing agendas. People want something real, different opinions, a sense of connection, you know?
And that's something we try to do every day here at Think and Act locally. We're all about bringing our community honest coverage, in-depth stuff about the things that matter most, right here in Deer Park, La Porte, and Pasadena.
Absolutely. We think that when people have real conversations and good info, it helps them make a difference in their own lives and for their neighbors. But this move to independent media, it's exciting, but, well, it's tricky too. If those big media companies lose their power, how do we know what info is good? Who's going to be checking facts and all that?
Yeah, that's a big one. It's like, now it's our job as the audience to be more careful. We can't just take everything at face value anymore.
Exactly. We got to get better at, like, media literacy, right? Learning how to judge sources, see where they're coming from, find different viewpoints, especially locally, because that's where bad info can hurt the most.
But it's overwhelming, right? Like, where do you even start with all that critical thinking stuff?
Honestly, start with yourself. What are your biases? Where do you get news? Are you looking for stuff that challenges you or just more of the same?
It's so easy to get stuck in that echo chamber, especially with social media. Those algorithms just feed you more of what you already like.
No doubt. That's why you got to be intentional about what you're taking in. Find sources that make you think, show you the other side, that kind of thing.
And don't be afraid to dig a little. You know, if something sounds too good to be true or like way too crazy,
yeah,
it probably is.
Truth. Fact checking is huge these days. There's good websites for that, like Snopes, PolitiFact. Helps you figure out what's real and what's not.
This reminds me of what we always say here at Think and Act Locally. Supporting independent media like us is so important, especially for local communities. We're here to give accurate, unbiased info specifically for our listeners in Deer Park, LaPorte, and Pasadena.
That's it. We're not about corporate stuff or politics. Our goal is to give people the info they need to make good choices, get involved in the community, and make things better.
And just like No Agenda News, they're funded by their readers. We rely on you guys listening to make that happen. If you like what we do here at Think and Act Locally, please consider supporting us. You can find a donation link on our website at thinkandactlocally.com/donate.
It just shows how much community support matters. When people want reliable info, they're willing to chip in.
Speaking of investing in something, let's get back to those journalists becoming podcasters, like Chuck Todd. What do you think will happen in the long run with that?
Hard to say for sure, but it could change the whole media scene. We might see less of those huge media companies calling the shots and more independent voices popping up.
So more different ideas and perspectives, but maybe also more of those echo chambers we were talking about.
Exactly. Which is why it all comes back to us, you know, thinking for ourselves. In a world with all this media, we got to be smart about what we pick, look for different opinions, and support those who are trying to give us the straight facts.
Makes sense. Feels like we're at this turning point in how we use and think about information.
I agree. And I think and Act Locally has a real chance to be a part of that change. We give you hyperlocal news and analysis, get the community involved, help our listeners take action, all so our community can grow and thrive.
That's powerful stuff. We're not just reporting the news. We're helping write the story right here where we live.
That's right. And by staying informed, engaged, and using those critical thinking skills, our listeners are a big part of that too.
This deep dive into No Agenda News, it's given us a lot to think about, from how national stuff affects us locally, to how media is changing, to how important it is for each of us to think for ourselves.
It all comes back to information, how much power it has, and how it affects us as individuals and as a community.
So before we wrap up, what's the one thing you want our listeners to walk away with today?
With so much info out there and media changing so fast, we have to be more careful about what we believe. Question things, check your sources, get different viewpoints, especially locally, because that's where the wrong info can really hurt.
We can't just sit back and let others tell us what to think. We got to be active, be informed citizens who are ready to make a difference.
And Think and Act Locally is here to help you do that. We give you the info, the resources, the connections you need to get involved. We want you to make a positive impact right here in your own community. And if what we do here at Think and Act Locally means something to you, consider supporting us at thinkandactlocally.com/donate. Your support helps us keep doing this important work for our community.
Until next time, stay curious, stay engaged, and think and act locally.
Man, it feels like we just scratched the surface with all this, you know?
Yeah, each of these topics, we could spend a whole deep dive just on one of them.
That's what I like about No Agenda News, though. It gets you thinking and you start to see how things connect, even if they seem totally different at first.
And maybe more importantly, it makes you realize you got to be careful about the info you take in, how it shapes your worldview, you know? Especially here at home, in Deer Park, LaPorte, Pasadena.
So true. It's easy to get wrapped up in the big national stories, world events. But it's the local stuff that really hits home, right? What's happening right here in our own backyard. Totally. Think about it. Zoning changes, school board elections, infrastructure projects. That's the stuff that shapes our neighborhoods, our schools, our lives.
And that's why what we do here at Think and Act Locally is so important, right? We bring you that hyperlocal news and analysis so you can make informed decisions and get involved in your community.
We believe that when people have the right information, they can really make a difference. Informed citizens are empowered citizens, ready to shape their community for the better.
So as we wrap up this deep dive, I want to leave our listeners with a challenge. Don't just sit back and absorb information. Be active. Do your research. Ask questions. Get involved in the issues that matter to you.
And if you find value in what we do here at Think and Act Locally, please consider supporting us at thinkandactlocally.com/donate. Your support allows us to continue providing this vital service to our community.
Until next time, stay curious, stay engaged, and think and act locally.